This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Lee County is threatening to remove the round-the-clock encampment protesting construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Alex Cohen of St. Louis got involved with the encampment shortly after it started. He says the group received a letter Tuesday night from County Attorney Mike Short. It states the county engineer has determined that tents, signs, trash, and posts on the county right-of-way along Mississippi River Road are obstructions, and all obstructions must be removed by Thursday, though no time is given.
One thing's for sure is we're not leaving, and we're not going to stop shutting down construction. We will continue to do that until we halt it.
People have lived in the ditch along the road north of Sandusky for weeks. Cohen says pipeline opponents are trying to drum up support to stop the eviction, even taking their efforts to downtown Keokuk Wednesday afternoon. About a half dozen people carried signs and chanted outside the South Lee County Courthouse, calling for Mike Short's arrest and the release of Jessica Resnicek. Resnicek founded the encampment. She was arrested Wednesday morning for again using old tires to block access to the pipeline site. Several of the protesters also had to go inside the courthouse to face a judge on trespassing charges related to previous acts of civil disobedience. Cohen was among them. He pleaded guilty and agreed to pay more than $500 in fines and court fees.
I took the guilty plea so that way I could be out to keep fighting and doing what's important to defend the Mississippi River and to be at camp to help those who need it get organized so we can be effective in our strategy.
One such strategy is that the group is sharing Mike Short's phone number through social media or paper flyers. It is encouraging people to call him and tell him to halt the eviction. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.